Well, it was like a tale of two nights. The first night, Friday night, we wrestled really well. The guys went out, and they were aggressive, and we got a lot of pins versus a lot of tough guys. And then on Saturday, I think we were just a little bit tired. Weren't as sharp on our feet and on bottom. And, it was a different day. It was tough. Tough Saturday.
Okay. How do you want to approach the season after having that first meet?
Well, that's a good question. We were... I felt like we were in pretty good shape, but we were lacking a little bit of technical things. We don't have a lot of numbers on our team this year, so it's kind of hard to compare to teams in the past how we would have done, because we're missing some of those guys that would have stepped up and filled some holes for us.
So what's the makeup of the team like? You mentioned there's not very many people this year. How many do you have, and are they veteran wrestlers or new ones?
Well, everybody that we got out has wrestled before, which is nice. But I mean, usually we start the year with 22 to 25 kids. This year we started with 11. And we have two freshman girls, no freshman boys, which is going to come back to haunt us in a couple of years. That's really going to cause some problems. But we got four great seniors. That's awesome for this year. But next year we're going to be hurting. We only got two juniors, just a handful of sophomores. So our numbers are really, really down. So.
Why half the numbers?
That's a good question.
You usually have.
that's a really good question, and if we could figure that out, it really, you know, some guys they just don't like getting beat up, you know, and some guys really enjoy the mat, you know, going out on the mat, and it's you versus another guy, and you know the better, stronger person comes out, and I don't know, some guys, most of the school has wrestled. I mean, almost everybody wrestled in elementary school and middle school, and then I think they just kind of get tired of it by the time they get to high school. And there's other opportunities, you know, there's swimming and there's basketball and there's volleyball, and so it's tough balance for the kids to choose which sports they do.
Can they do wrestling and basketball?
Absolutely, and we encourage that, and I wish more kids did, but it seems like some of the kids have this skewed perspective that if they wrestle, they can't play basketball. But we always say it gets you in really good shape to play basketball. They do end up missing a couple of games right at the beginning of the season, but I feel like the basketball schedule is really long, so kind of frustrating for us on the wrestling side.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not the only sport. I hear that from kind of swimming, too, just low numbers. And quite literally not able to compete with the bigger schools because they're just a small. They can do individual things, but not,
yeah,
you know, be, well, competitive team-wise.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, if you think about it, wrestling is an individual sport. But, you know, when you have 25 guys in the room to start the season, you can wrestle with different partners in the room to get a better skill set. Now you got one partner that's about your same weight, and so you wrestle that same person over and over and over again, and you learn what they're good at so you know how to counter that move. And you don't really get to see anybody else. And so that's where we're really hurting this year, is practice time and being able to switch from partner to partner to partner. And that's actually what happened in the meet this weekend. You can see the Ketchikan guys, they've got 50 guys on their team, and they wrestle with multiple different people. And then one day we'd beat them on Friday, and then Saturday they went and wrestled with some guys who wrestled more like our guys, and they came out and they beat us. And so it was just tough to see, but it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long, when does the season wrap up?
We end right before, I think we're done the week before Christmas, is the state tournament up in Anchorage. So, I mean, we got, you know, two strong months starting in October, November, and then, like, I guess it's 2 weeks in December. So it's you know, 10-week season about. So.
And you mentioned there are some seniors?
Yeah, we've got four seniors.
Who are they?
Tegan Schwartz, wrestling at 126 to 132, depending. Austin Dow, he's wrestling 138 pounds. And then Nick Hofstad is wrestling 170 for us, and he's looking really good. He's coming back after a year of not wrestling due to an injury. And then Brandon Ware, he'll wrestle for us later on in the season when he gets over a sickness at 182. So four seniors are good, and they've wrestled a long time, and they're very technical and very strong. But, yeah, so those younger guys that we're really lacking.